Overall, when you look at breast cancer patients and lung cancer patients, you mentioned the advantages that's been discussed in terms of a lack of pre-medication and
yes.
shorter infusion time. For patients in general and also for breast versus colon, how much of an advantage do you think this is?
Well, again, we don't have phase 3 data. In my opinion, there is an advantage of this. In breast, we have phase 3 data, and it's been approved based on a substantial advantage that's clinically important in breast cancer. We don't have that phase 3 data in lung cancer, but the toxicity and practical advantages are there, just like they are in breast cancer.
But I guess, you know, it's kind of hard to get a feel, particularly for people who haven't used the drug, in terms of what it really means to the patient. You know, are pre-medications really that big a deal in breast and lung cancer? Is the shorter infusion time, at least to the patient, and of course it could be to the doc too, is it really significant or, you know, more minor?
In my opinion, it is significant when you go from a 3-hour infusion down to, you know, basically a very short IV infusion. Your office is cleared out quicker. You have more chair time. It's more practical for the patients not to be on corticosteroids. So there are some advantages that are real and practical in my view.